All right, the coach is on his way home after a day at the ballpark. Oh, I forgot. We got to get the Hummer. Talking about his no-hitter. Let me go back in the ballpark right quick and get this interview. Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Reed Maiden, as we on the field with the man of mans, Phil Hummer. I mean, Humbass.
Yeah, good. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, I mean, we can't do an interview without talking about the big event, the no-hitter.
Yeah, man, it was a fun day. You know, just one of those things where it seemed like everything came together, you know, and I was making my pitches and the balls they hit went at people, and our guys made the plays, and it was just so much fun, man, just being able to celebrate that with my teammates, and just probably something I'll never forget, probably won't ever happen again, but definitely glad to be able to experience it and thankful for everything that's happened since.
So when you was growing up as a kid and had these dreams, ambitious of playing in the big leagues, did you ever in your wildest mind think about no-hitter,
something dramatic? No, that's like sacred ground. You know, you don't want to even think about that. You know, that's something that you can't even imagine happening. I mean, it's only happened, perfect games only happened 21 times in the history of baseball. But, you know, one of my heroes growing up was Nolan Ryan, and he threw 7 no-hitters. And I always, just admired. I mean, how can you possibly do that? You know, keep a major league team from getting a hit for 9 innings and do it, let alone do it once, but 7 times. And just to be able to experience that was like I said, it was really special, and I'm definitely thankful for it.
You know, when I think back over it, only 21 times. I mean, here's Phil Hummer. A few years ago, you had Tommy John surgery. It was almost out of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of ups and downs, there was times, early in my career and really, 2-3 years ago where I was thinking about going and getting a real job, getting out in the real world and doing, something other than playing a game for a living, because I wouldn't have much fun and it didn't seem like I was making a whole lot of progress. But I just kept trusting that this is where God wanted me to be and kept working at it. It just goes to show, you never know what can happen, in baseball and in life, if you just keep pushing and keep working at it, keep your head up, good things will happen.
When you think about the game, this America's pastime baseball, when you look at the history of the game, you hit a Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig's, Joe DiMaggio, all the greats of the game.
Yeah.
Phil Hummer. Will ever be an edge in the history of the game for a perfect game?
It's still. I mean, that thought right there is still hasn't really sunk into me yet. Something of mine will be, in the Hall of Fame. The ball from that game, and just to know that nobody can ever take that away from me. No matter where my career goes or what happens, I always have that. But we still got a long season to go, and that's the other side of that coin. It was a great moment, but still, I want to be consistent as a starting pitcher, and I want to, more than anything, I think a better moment for our team would be able to be celebrating a playoff berth and maybe a World Series championship one day, and anything you can do as a team, I think, has a little bit more meaning than it does individually. But definitely, when my career is over, I always have that game right there to look back on and say, for one day, I was perfect.
Did you cry?
I didn't really cry. I got a little emotional, after the game, just thinking about my, there's so many good things that are going on right now. God's just blessing my wife and I, with a new baby that we got on the way and my first boy just excited for that, and then on top of that, just have something cool like what happened Saturday go on. Just a lot of emotions, but mostly just thankful, just grateful for what's happening.
So just think about it now. Phil Hummer is a household name.
Well, maybe for a few days. That was really neat just to do the do the interviews and things like that, and have a chance to be on David Letterman and things. But you know, it's, you might want to call it your 15 minutes of fame or whatever. I just wanted to, in that time, you know, I wanted to represent myself the right way, and also the Chicago White Sox. And you know, it's an opportunity to get your message out there when people are looking at you and asking questions. And you know, I just took it as a great opportunity and tried to enjoy, you know, all of it.
I hear you even got a call from President Obama.
I did, yeah. It was nice of him to take time out of his, you know, busy schedule, being the leader of the known free world, to call, you know, a baseball player who he probably never heard of before that day, and tell him congratulations. And you know, I was really, really glad to hear from him. And something, like I said, doesn't happen every day when you hear from the president. So definitely something I won't forget.
Well, did you tell them, both of y'all being, you know, in Chicago, that you wanted, you know, to come to the White House for a visit or something?
Well, you know what? I've been there. Went there in 2003. We won the national championship at Rice, and so I got to go. He wasn't there, but got to visit President Bush in the White House. But you know, it was funny because, you know, President Obama, you know, he asked me about my wife, how she was doing, and really meant a lot to me that he would, you know, ask about her, and he gave me a couple of little pointers about being a new dad and things like that. So, a really nice man, and definitely an honor to talk to him.
I see that you got all that national attention. You want to shave the clay, okay, clean shaver.
Well, actually, you know what? That's generally my routine. You know, after I pitch, I generally shave the beard off, especially if I have a good game. You know, I shave it off, get ready for the next thing, and you know, some of that having the beard has to do with the cold weather here in Chicago. You know, just you know, try to keep as much warmth as you can, you know, when you're out there pitching. But yeah, that had nothing to do with being on camera or anything like that. It's one of those things where you know, I'm not gonna be able to make myself look much prettier than I am. You know, I'm not that pretty to begin with, so I'm not gonna start trying now.
Well, you know, if you need an agent, you know, the coach can go, you know, get your contract renegotiated for you.
All right. Well, yeah, I might have to think about that, but like, you know, last night didn't go so well. So it's just one of those things where you got to take it one day at a time. And you know, I'm thankful to be here with the White Sox, and hopefully I'll be here for a long time.
Well, if we want a congratulation, I got to say this. The coach watched those last three outs after the first out. I got to even say it on TV. Coach got a little emotional.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for taking the time.
The man, Phil Hoffman. Thanks a lot.
All right, man, Coach. All right.
Beckham. Wave to my fans. There you go. All right, the coach is wrapping it up. Made our way back to the parking lot and to my car. But remember, coach gonna take you behind the scenes all season long. And log on to my website at www.whsn.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.